A state appeals court put a hold on a decision to remove Democratic candidate for Attorney General Ryan Torrens from the ballot. He addressed reporters about the decision outside his office in South Tampa Monday afternoon. I'm Stephanie Colombini. Torrens expressed confidence about his chances of winning the primary election, but also lamented how the past several days may have affected his campaign. Last Friday, a lower court ruled he should be disqualified from the race over a campaign finance violation. The lawsuit was brought by Torrens' Democratic opponent, State Representative Sean Shaw. Torrens argues in his appeal that Shaw didn't follow the proper steps to file this kind of complaint. And even though he's back on the ballot for now, Torrens admits Shaw still managed to strike a blow.
Just by filing his last-minute lawsuit seeking to have me removed from the ballot, my opponent accomplished a negative politics messaging goal that he could not have achieved by merely campaigning before the voters.
Representative Shaw says he won't comment on the appeal. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.